Weeks into the agricultural season, the rains are nowhere near normal, and the crops are showing it. Zimbabwe Farmers Union Director Paul Zakaria tells VOA even crops that normally thrive under dry conditions are feeling the heat.
We're looking at maize, we're looking at cotton, and in some instances it's also the tobacco and the other small grains which naturally would be resisting or would be tolerant, but they are already succumbing.
The situation is worsened by the fact that even parts of the country that receive normal rainfall are also affected by the prolonged dry spell. Zakaria says even if the country's normal rains started falling again, most of this season's crop are a write-off.
Regions in the south, we could actually safely say they have lost their crop. And if we would have rains today, you would be looking at a situation where we are salvaging about 50 to 60% of the crop. So it's quite bad.
Zakaria added that although last year's harvest was better than the years before, the country would still have needed help, even if the rains had been normal this year.
In terms of preparedness for the season, we were prepared, but probably not adequately, because fertilizers, in fact, generally inputs, were not readily available. The situation would have been a lot better, but to say that Zimbabwe would have had a good harvest that would satisfy the whole nation, that would be maybe stretching facts a little bit.
Zimbabwe formerly was an exporter of food, but has depended on food aid and imports to meet its grain shortfalls in the past decade. This has been mostly because of unreliable rainfall and the failure of government to support agriculture after the land reform program launched in 2000. That exercise saw white farmers losing their farms for the resettlement of landless blacks. Ish Mafundikwa for VOA News, Harare.